This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, November 29th. God's word to you today is Seek Her Heart, and this is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 12, verse 20, and it says, "A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out, till he has brought justice through to victory." Jesus could not resist Mary's love and thirst for him. Jesus said, "Mary." And even though Mary did not recognize him facially, she recognized that nickname, the special way Jesus calls her. The Bible says she turned to him and cried out, "Rabboni." Just picture Mary. She heard Jesus' voice, and she was going to grab him. Jesus knew what she was going to do, because it probably was not her first time of hugging him. So Jesus had to say, "Calm down, Mary. I am on assignment." When people come to Jesus, some call him Rabbi, teacher, and that is accurate, like we see Nicodemus do in John 3. But certain people that were close to Jesus do not call him Rabbi. They call him Rabboni. Rabboni is literally the possessive form of Rabbi, and it means my Rabbi. When Mary saw Jesus, she did not say Rabbi. When Jesus said Mary, Mary also responded to Jesus with her own possessive name, my Rabbi, Rabboni. As parents, we can attest to the fact that the feeling is different when your children says mom or dad, and when your child says my mommy or my daddy. Similarly, some people say the pastor of that church. Some say pastor. Others say my pastor. Some people call me papi, and few people say my papi. How do you think the response will be at the different gradients? Some people tried to call me papi, but it was not smooth in their mouth because the chemistry was not there. Mary saw Jesus and said, "Rabboni, my rabbi, my father." And that speaks volumes. Jesus had to respond. Jesus could not ignore it. It is good to be pally with God. It is life-saving. When trouble comes, God will say, "My boy is there," or "My girl is there." If you treat God purely based on legalistic procedures, he is still your God, but there are different responses. John 20, verse 17 says, "Don't cling to me," Jesus said, "for I haven't yet ascended to my Father. But go find my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." The same way Jesus was my rabbi to Mary, the Father is my Father to Jesus. And because of the work on Calvary, he has now also become your Father and my Father, my God and your God. It is so liberating. Jesus risked it all. Jesus had gotten up from the grave. He was on the way to heaven. Then he heard Peter and John's footsteps running towards the tomb, and so he stopped. The angels also stopped to see what was going to happen. The women were behind Peter and John, who obviously left them behind. Peter went in, inspected everything, and John did the same. Then they both left because they believed that they had stolen Jesus' body. Jesus was about to turn and go, and then he saw Mary. This is just my imagination. It is not in the Bible. Jesus saw Mary crying, and the word of God says, "A bruised reed God will not break." God cannot ignore a genuine seeker, whether Muslim, Buddhist, atheist, or Christian. If you sincerely seek God, you will find God. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. I have a Father, he calls me his own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. He knows my name, he knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.